how my parents, they weren't that supportive of my music career, but we got along great at the end, you know? And I know, and they're passed away now, I know they're somewhere in heaven looking down going, oh, we're so proud of him when he does that stinky cunt song. Just yelling, St. Peter, come on, Gabriel, put down your horn, the stinky cunt song that you love, come on.
You will get mad about that song.
And not necessarily your stereotypical Republicans either. Sometimes it's moderates, which I consider myself. Here's how I know I'm a moderate. I want to go up the Pennsylvania Avenue pretty much like the boat in Apocalypse Now. I want to see all their heads mounted on poles, but here's where the moderation comes in, all at the same height. As a Libra, I need that balance, you know? And then I signed to this new management. They got interns coming up with ideas, very creative ideas. One of them said, hey, let's get Hamill online. We're going to do a petition. We think Ann Coulter's cunt stinks. We'll get 10,000 signatures. Hamill can hand it to Ann, right? They called me up. What do you think about this? I said, well, it's not, you know, it's a cause I guess I could get behind. It's not Gandhi, but I could probably. I said, let me call my wife. We're very good dear friends. You know, we've been together for 20 years. And she's a hardcore feminist. I want to see what she has to say about it. I call her. What do you think? She goes, well, she goes, I'm not offended by it. She goes, it's been nice to see some equality. Maybe something like, how about a petition? We think Bill O'Reilly's balls stink. My five-year-old in the background. He goes, eh. So this is not this is not Ozzie and Harriet. You know what I'm saying? So I go back to the management. I said, what do you think? He says, ah, we'll have a meeting. A meeting. You gotta love that, right? You gotta love that.